Welcome to this demonstration of continuity in iOS 8 and Yosemite. And of course, Yosemite being OS 10 10.10. And in this demonstration, I want to show you a function of handoff where you can start working on your iPhone. For example, in this case, it's my iPhone 6 Plus, and hand off what you're working on over to the Mac. And of course, on the Mac side of things, hand off what you're working to on the Mac back to your iPhone. In this demonstration, I want to show you three things: Pages, Safari, and Mail. And the Pages example, I'm going to go from Pages on my iPhone to my Mac, and then we'll go from Safari back to the iPhone, and again Mail back to the iPhone. Let me just say that I've got my iPhone in my hand and VoiceOver is running. And of course, I've currently got my Mac sitting at the desktop, of course, with VoiceOver running as well. So first of all, let me open up Pages on my iPhone. And I'm going to go to my app switcher. So I'm pressing my home button twice.
App switcher, Twitter.
Okay, and flick to the right.
Pages, running. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Okay, one finger double tap to activate Pages.
Pages. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Undo. Button. Format. Button. Insert. Button. Share. Button. Tools. Button. Canvas.
Okay, one finger double tap on the canvas edit area.
Text field. Is editing. October 2014.
Okay, now this was a document I had to read last week at a workshop I was attending. So let's say, for example, I've been editing it and reading it in Pages on my iPhone, and I'd like now to read it on my Mac. So I just pop my iPhone down, come to my Mac, and go to the dock.
Dock. System preferences, 17 of 28.
And if I go to the beginning of my dock.
Pages, handoff badge iPhone, handoff dock item, 1 of 28.
Okay, and you heard it say Pages, handoff dock item. So if I select Pages on my dock.
Pages. Formatter. Group. Now in 1.0 consultation paper.pages window. Body.
Interact with the body.
Interact with edit text. Page 1. Vision Australia. Best place to work in Australia.
And I'm now accessing that document that I was previously looking at on my iPhone. So with continuity handoff coming over to the Mac, you'll find the handoff application at the beginning of your dock. So because now if I go back to my dock,
dock, finder, open, 1 of 26.
Okay, that's finder. And if I try and go to the left now.
Finder, open, 1 of 26.
Okay, there's nothing there anymore. So the first one that'll appear on your dock will be the handoff application coming from your iOS device. In this case, my iPhone 6 Plus. Okay, so let me go and run Safari on my Mac.
Fine, Safari. Australian breaking news headlines and world news online vertical line, smh.com.au.
Now, I've previously opened up the Sydney Morning Herald page, and there is actually an article about the iPhone 6 on this page. So I'm just going to do a find command for VoiceOver.
Enter search text.
And I'm just going to type in iPhone and hit enter.
iPhone 6 plans, link.
Okay, iPhone 6 plans. I've got no idea what this article is, but we'll just do it for a demo.
Press link, HTML content, 89% loaded. Internal link, skip to navigation.
And of course, if I wanted to quickly read as an article using VoiceOver Safari on the Mac, I can do the reader command.
Show reader. Zoom out button, zoomed in button. Heading level 1, iPhone plans, compare iPhone 6, 6 Plus, 5S and 5C plans. By whistle out, iPhone 6 plans central. iPhone 6 plans and iPhone 6 Plus plans and prices. Available now. Select a phone model below to compare the latest iPhone plans.
That sounds like two different iPhone plans for the different iPhones. Okay, so let's say, for example, I wanted to keep reading it, but I didn't want to stick to my Mac. I wanted to do it on my iPhone. If I grab my iPhone off the table again and go back into the app switcher. So I press my home button twice.
App switcher. Safari.
Okay, and it's already focused on Safari. Now, to show you where it is, if I do a flick to the right.
Home, running.
There's the start of the home that you would normally get on your app switch. If I flick to the right,
Pages, running.
There's Pages. I flick back to the left. Swipe up or
down. Home, running. Safari.
Okay, there's Safari. So if I one finger double tap on Safari.
Safari, mobilephones smh.com or 10%, 90%, reader available. Selected, reader, button.
Now you heard it say reader selected, and interestingly, it's come over in the reader mode, as in stripped out all the HTML code that it was on Safari on my Mac. So if I flick to the right.
Mobilephones smh.com or iPhone plans, compare iPhone 6, 6 Plus, 5S and 5C plans. By whistle out. iPhone 6 plan central. iPhone 6 plans and iPhone 6 Plus plans and prices, available now. Select a phone model below to compare the latest iPhone plans, iPhone 6, iPhone 6 Plus, iPhone 5C, iPhone 5S and iPhone 4S.
Okay, so that's the exact article in the Sydney Morning Herald that I was reading on my Mac. Okay, so let me just leave Safari sitting there, pop my phone back down again. And the last demo I said I'd show you is doing mail, starting it off on the Mac and finishing it off on the iPhone. And let me launch mail.
Mail, messages, table.
And I want to send a new message.
New message, now in new message window to edit text.
And I'm going to send a mail message to myself.
Woodbridge at visionaustralia.org, David Woodbridge.
Okay, that's me.
To add CC, CC, BCC, BCC, subject, edit text.
Okay, and the subject is test MSG using CONTINUITY and hand off. Do you want me to read that back?
Test MSG using continuity and hand off.
That'll do it.
Edit text.
Okay, so if I type in hi, this MSG is from me, new line, new line. And if I haven't finished quite typing in my message, I can now pick up my iPhone again and go to the app switcher.
App switcher, mail, running.
And you guessed it, there's mail running. And if I flick to the right.
Home, running.
There's home, so I flick back to the left.
Mail, running.
And of course,
swipe up or down to select a custom mail. Action. Then
inbox 1447 messages, 15 unread.
And you just heard the new message close on the Mac. It's now gone back to the list of messages because now I've got the new message open on my iPhone.
Message body, hi. This MSG is sent from my iPhone.
Okay, text field. So I flip back to the left.
Subject, test MSG using continuity and handoff. Text field.
Okay, test message using continuity and handoff. Okay, so if I flip back to the right.
Message body, hi.
And one finger double tap.
This MSG is sent. Message body, text field, is editing. Insertion point at start.
Okay, and rotate around to line.
Handwriting, braille screen input, words, headings, lines.
One finger flick down.
Hi, comma, new line. This MSG is sent from my iPhone. New line.
And I, of course, could now enter in some more text.
Dictate.
Dictate button. Or I could just use my on-screen keyboard and say.
Capital T.
T.
Capital T. H. H.
T. H.
E.
E.
Space. Space.
The.
E. E. N. N. D. D.
The end. Okay, so if I flicked up with one finger.
The end. This MSG is sent from my iPhone. Send. Button.
And send it. Okay, and the message is gone. So I put my phone back down. So basically, the way that continuity and handoff works is that any iCloud-based application will allow you to use handoff from your iPhone to your Mac and your Mac to your iPhone. So for example, other applications that would also work on your iPhone and or Mac would be applications such as the Maps application on both, the Contacts application on both, Notes application on both, Reminders application on both, etc. So basically iCloud-based applications. So that completes this demonstration of continuity using handoff. And basically remember that once you've got it all set up, you'll find the handoff application as the first item on your docs. It'll say application name handoff. And you'll find the handoff application coming from your Mac to your iOS device, in this case my iPhone 6 Plus, as the first item on your app switcher. That'll be to the left of where you normally hear it say home. So as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.